on Robinhood Radio. We are going to welcome someone new to Robinhood Radio today, and that is Claire Owens, who is running for the Northeast Town Board. Claire, first of all, thanks for joining us today on Robinhood Radio.
Thanks for having me on this nice snowy morning.
That's right. We've had anywhere from a dusting to about 3 inches, depending upon where you live in our tri-state region. The higher you live, the more snow you have gotten to this morning. Now, let's get to you running for the town board in Northeast. Have you been in politics before as a candidate?
So I have actually never run a race myself. I have been in the politics world for quite a while ago, actually, working with political candidates, mostly progressives, running across the country. I run a small consulting business in addition to my day job working with veterans and their families, where I consult political candidates and nonprofit organizations with their communication strategies. So while I haven't run myself before, I know how elections work, and it's been eye-opening. I'm used to telling candidates what to do, and now I'm trying to listen to what I should be doing.
You know, it's interesting, Bernie Sanders has said it all along that politics really, if it's going to change, changes from the ground up, the bottom up, not the top down. And of course, when you look at your local races, they then lead to county races, which lead to statewide races, which then lead to national races. And it's no truer statement that has been made than that. When you look at the town board situation, what are some of the things that you think you can bring to the town board in the town of Northeast, and some of the ideas that you want to present?
Absolutely. First, I just want to say that I completely agree. You know, when you're thinking about your filling out your ballot, if you haven't already, here in New York, where I am, you still have until tomorrow to vote early, and then on election day as well. So make sure you get out if you haven't already. I think that when you're looking down ballot, those races are the most important races. And that's why I am running for town hall, for town board. I think that now is the time for a new generation of leaders here in Northeast Millerton. It's time that there are some fresh eyes there on the town board, especially for the younger generation, and even more so to have more women on the board. Our demographics here in Millerton are changing, and it's time that the board reflected what our town looks like. And I think that I can bring my experience both in the communications field, as well as a lot of the work that I've done working with nonprofits, working with state, federal, local agencies, passing legislation on a federal level, as well as working to get small bills passed and to work with community organizers to just make things better for residents. And we see it here every day here in Millerton. I just want to make things better for my neighbors.
You know, I'm looking at your website, which is owenstownboard.polyengine.com. But you can get to the website simply by going to her Facebook page as well and clicking on the link there. And I'm looking at
you can go to voteclaireowens.com.
Okay, and I'm looking at some of your stances, and it's interesting because you look at the as you're running to take the town of Northeast and make it a sustainable energy leader, and you offer up a switch from gas and diesel vehicles to electric power. Also, trees for the future climate, the dark sky, compliant solar-powered outdoor lighting, items like that, which are all, I think, aimed at improving not only the quality of life, but the quality of life as it affects our climate.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a really great comprehensive plan that the town has put together. And, you know, the climate crisis is now. We don't have time to wait. And you might think that a small town like ours can't make a big impact, but we can. We can take those real, tangible steps right now that will make a big impact going forward. And they're not things that are super expensive. They are things that we can easily implement, and they are they're really easy to do. And we have an incredible climate smart task force that is looking at ways that we can increase our sustainability here in town. We can do things like what you mentioned with solar power. even working with our local farmers to do regenerative farming, which gives back to our soil so that we can grow better crops, so that our farming community can do better, to going with the times and making sure that we have, you know, charging stations for electric vehicles, because that's where the future is going. And it might not seem like we're going to make a difference now, but down the line for our children's future, it'll be 1,000 times better, and we can establish ourselves as a leader in the region just by taking these simple steps.
We are speaking with Claire Owens, who's running for the Town of Northeast Town Board. Also, obviously, what obviously must be on your list, because it's the same thing over here, and that is a combination of trying to juggle the combination of affordable housing so we can get more people moving to our area, young people, and also, to go along with that, economic development, which has to blend in also to the history of our communities.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we have 52% of our residents here in Millerton that are paying more than 30% of their income to housing, and that's just not acceptable. So I think that the town board needs to make affordable housing a priority in the coming years, because if people can't come here and live here, they can't work here, and they can't grow here, and then our town can't thrive. If we don't have families here, our school system isn't as good. We can't grow. We can't have our seniors aging in place or veterans or anything like that. And we can't attract new people to come in and grow their roots here. And that, obviously, it also impacts our business development. You know, our downtown area has been hit hard by COVID with the business closing. And we can come back, but I think a lot of it plays into making our town a more attractive place for people to come, and that starts number one with affordable housing.
Now, I've always been involved in politics one way or the other from high school on out. I even run a couple of times and lost, but still run, threw my hat into the ring a couple of times to push forward what I think would be good things on the agenda. Is there one thing in your life that lit that light on you that said, you know what, I want to make a difference, and I do believe I can make a difference by running for office? Is there one thing that actually really stirred you along?
I don't know if there's necessarily one thing. I think a lot of my experiences put together has sort of put that fire in my belly. My mother, who is my hero and the most incredible person in the world, she was your typical 1960s hippie who went to the protests and you know, burned her bra and all that fun stuff. So she's always put that energy into me to make sure that I'm doing what's right and standing up for people who are marginalized, and making sure that I'm doing everything that I can do to protect my community. So I think it's a little bit of everything that's put that fire in my belly. And now I think I'm taking that first step, and that first step for me is town board, and I'm excited to be able to work with the rest of the board and just to get to know more of my neighbors and see what I can do. You know, I'm part of this community, and I want the community to be better, and I know that my neighbors want the community to be better, and I'm ready to go day one to see how we can do that together.
Are you nervous at all running? I mean, were there any nerves involved in this at all, or has this been an enlightening experience so far?
I'd be lying to you right now if I wasn't saying that I'm nervous. I'm nervous on the phone with you right now. I've trained, you know, dozens of people to do public speaking and interviews, but, you know, I've had to learn how to do it myself this election cycle. And, you know, it is a little nerve-wracking. My opponent has been involved in town politics for a long time, so he has a lot of name recognition. I served on the Zoning Board of Appeals here for a few years, and people don't know me as well, so I've been trying to get out and meet as many people as possible. And so there are some nerves here, but I do believe that what I'm running on is what's most important to Millerton Northeast residents, and I think people will see that, and I think that'll be reflected in the vote on Tuesday.
Well, that's the whole thing, and this is why I give credit. I was at one point very critical of the Region 1 administration, and somebody said, well, why don't you run? Put your mouth here. And I did, and I came close to winning, but I didn't win. But I got a chance to put forward my ideas, and I think to anybody who runs for a political office, whether it's in a small town, a medium town, a large town, or whatever, does it with the hope that even if they don't win, the ideas get out there and get discussed. And if you do win, well, then you can bring those ideas actually to the forum of the town board and have the town board present it to the population. So hats off and congratulations for taking the time. And I tell you, because the time I ran, I know the time it takes to run. I know the doors you have to knock on. It's not an easy thing, and it's not a thing that you get rich off of. So anybody who's running, I give a lot of credit to it, especially that first time, because it's a whole new experience, isn't it?
It sure is, and thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, once again, Claire Owens is running for town board in the town of Northeast, and the election is right around the corner. I hate to use that term because it's been used so much nationally, but it really is. It is upon us. And just get out. We owe it, like we say to everybody, get out and do what you should do, and that is vote, whether it's a local election, a national election, or a statewide election. Claire, thanks for taking the time to run and speaking to us, and good luck on Election Day.
Thank you very much, Marshall. I appreciate the time and then the opportunity to speak directly to all of your wonderful listeners.
And once again, they can find you on Facebook, Claire Owens for Town Board. And what is the website address, your own regular website address?
The website is voteclaireowens.com.
Claire, again, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.